I am fascinated with this career from watching movies like Pretty Woman, obviously gave you one viewpoint. If you watch the TV show Girlfriend Experience, which stars Elvis Presley's granddaughter, that gives you another take. It's a young girl who's trying to work her way through law school, and this is how she raises money, because it's easy, it's fast, it's convenient, and she makes enough money that she can go to law school. So there's lots of interesting stories behind why some people choose to be escorts and how the job actually works. And I want to get some of those questions answered, and maybe you do too. So joining us now is Sexy Jade Fleming. Jade, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
I want to start right at the beginning, because I think a lot of people, if you were in a bar and you said, what do you do for a living? And the answer was, I'm an escort. I think most people would start with, how'd you get into that?
My story is a little bit different, because I didn't start in it as a young girl. I was in a relationship, married with two little kids, and wasn't too happy with the situation I was in, and decided I wanted to explore a bit more and have a bit more excitement. So I kind of ended the relationship because it wasn't going the way I wanted it to, and decided to dabble in some online sites, and went from there. Met a few people and ended up having connections that introduced me to other people, and from there I ended up meeting the person I eventually worked for independently.
I think that's a question as well that a lot of people would ask. Like, what would you say is the difference between, say, a prostitute, a hooker, and an escort? How do you explain the difference?
I think being a high-end escort, I don't know. The classy part of it is you do a fair bit of screening. You do tend to go on to high-end dates or travel. You advertise in specific places to attract the type of clientele you want to get. And you, a lot of it's to do with screening and getting the right people to come and see you based on reviews as well. You get reviews of who you are, and you just build your rapport and your reputation from there.
Sexy Jade Fleming is with us. She's an escort. And a couple questions that have come in on the text board already, and I want to get to some of your other stories of your life and how you got to where you are and how it works in a regular life. But a couple of the texts that have come in here, Jade, a lot of people are asking the same question, which is probably not one you have not heard before. And it was actually a question my wife asked me. She said, when you get an escort, is it always about sex, or is it sometimes just about companionship, or is it always implied that there'll be sex?
Usually, sorry about the part. I'm not used to doing interviews. A ton of it is companionship. A lot of people have something that's missing in their life, but are not necessarily unhappy with their life, but they're looking for more intimacy that they're not getting in a relationship they have, or they could be someone that's just single and hasn't met the right person, and maybe they've got a really busy career and they're not interested in the baggage of having a relationship as well. So they will come and see someone where basically it's no strings attached and sometimes you do get attached to your clients, but you can walk away from it and not have to worry about having to call the person back the next day or follow up. You can just have fun and take it for what it is at face value.
Jade Fleming is with us. She is a high-end escort, goes by the name Sexy Jade Fleming. If you have a question, you can text us. You started with how you got into the business, and it sounded like almost a TV show. Hey, I was this mom, and I was married, and marriage wasn't really great, so I decided to try something different, and then I discovered this world, and then somehow you became an escort. How does it feel when you become an escort and you're a mom and an ex-wife, and it's got to be a weird transition, because that's not just like going from being, you know, a secretary to all of a sudden you're working, you know, as a real estate agent. It's a bit of a change.
I kind of sort of fell into it by accident, because someone suggested I try it, because this person I knew was in the swinger scene, and he thought I'd have fun and have a good time at it. And I was trying to basically find myself sexually as well, because I obviously was not happy with where I was. So to switch all of a sudden. A lot of it had to do with, at the time, my finances weren't the best, and I was able to basically instantly, within, I would say within a week of starting, within a few days of starting, to become completely successful. And because I do have another job as well, I was able to do things like my taxes and everything through my other business, which really, I guess you kind of have to, you have like two lives. You have to kind of juggle and a lot of white lies. So it's interesting to try and just be able to separate them. So I don't know if that's the right answer you wanted. But
there's lots of great questions. We're going to go through them rapid fire coming up. And next, I want to actually ask one question, which I think is very interesting, which is, how do you go about being an escort? How does that work with you being a mom? We'll get that answer next. Jade, a lot of people on the text have asked a bunch of questions. I've kind of grouped them into a few different categories. I'm going to get to that in a second. But first, talk to me a little bit about your job as an escort and how it works with being a busy mom as well.
Being a mom and doing this was relatively easy when they were small, and then I left the business for a little while, and when I returned, then being much older, I had to kind of tell my daughter that I basically told her that I was working in a club and that I worked in a big city and that I had to commute and that I would be out late at night, and then if I was really tired, I wasn't going to come home sometimes at night. And she thinks that I work probably in a strip club or something like that, but I haven't really ever told her where I work. And because I live in a smaller town, basically I just said, I can't tell you where I work because a lot of people in our small town wouldn't agree with the place that I work. So she just goes with the flow and has never really asked any questions since. I find it easier to do something like this because I have flexibility in my schedule and I can take time off whenever I want to. I can basically go on vacation whenever I want to, and I'm able to, on one income, also hopefully be able to afford to pay for her schooling and post-secondary schooling. So,
and give me an idea, how old is your daughter? Like, you don't have to give me the exact age, but is she a teenager?
She's starting grade 12 this year.
Yeah, so she's at that age where if she really wanted to figure it out, she could probably
figure it out. If she wanted to, and occasionally you slip up on a text, but she does know that I have also swinger friends. She's not that naive, so I just go, oh, I meant to send that to someone else. So whether she's figured out anything more than that, slipping up on a text is not the best thing to do. But she's very independent because I work a lot at night, so she's had to learn to basically do her own laundry and make her dinner. Like, she's had to do that younger than most kids would have to do it. But she's very independent and a strong person, and she's doing well in school. So
it's if nothing else, Jade, your life should be a TV show. It really should. It would be a great TV show. Let me get to some of the texts that are coming in. One question, and I'm grouping this in a bunch of categories. A lot of people have asked similar questions. But one question is, the dangers of being an escort. I know you screen heavily because you screen me heavily just to do this interview, but a lot of people are asking about your safety. How do you deal with that? Are you afraid of the men? So talk a little bit about the security or how you screen people.
I think, first of all, when you first start out doing this, I don't think you really do it the right way, and you probably take more risks, but you almost don't realize that there's that many risks to start with. And then you start hearing different stories from different girls. And then once you establish your clientele at a certain level, you, for the most part, will weed out a lot of the riffraff or more dangerous people. You end up meeting quality gentlemen, or I see couples, I see all kinds of people. But I think just having a higher price range and doing your screening helps a lot with the safety part of it. I also have a huge network of girlfriends through social media that we all talk to each other. I'm on group chats that have 30 or 40 girls on each chat, where once you're at a certain price range, a lot of times your clientele is quite similar, and a lot of us girls will end up seeing the same gentleman as well, which is kind of funny. But we all will ask each other for references on clients as well.
Jade Fleming is with us. She's an escort. Another question from the text. Jade is, do you have to be good looking and under 40 to be an escort?
I think looks definitely help, but there's different strokes for different folks, and all kinds of people, like all different shapes, sizes, looks. I'm actually over 40, so, and I have no problem with being consistently busy, always busy, and very well known. So no, you don't have to be under 40.
Jade Fleming is with us. Another question. How often do you get tested for diseases?
Every couple of months.
And is that routine, or is that something, like, obviously you set your own rules, so you set it up every couple months, or is that something the doctor recommends?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Another question. Do you have a special guy? Like, what happens in your private life when you have to deal with, a boyfriend or whatever? Or is that just not even an option?
I've tried that a few times, and it just doesn't really go that well. I had a long relationship for about 6 years that kind of went south, because I find that if you meet someone and they know that you do this, if something ever is to become negative at some point, I think they tend to use that against you. Maybe it works out for some people. I've tried a few times since, and it's just a really hard thing for your partner to deal with, and I can understand why. But it's also my livelihood as well. So usually it just doesn't end well. I think it's easier to just not pursue that and wait till I'm retiring from this and then start up a new relationship.
I want to talk to you just quickly, and I only have about a minute, but you just mentioned retiring. Do you actually today have an exit plan?
Oh yeah, I have an exit plan.
So how many more years do you think you have?
I would say 5 years or less, 5 years max.
And then you're just going to go back to the civilian life?
Yes. I'm securing my retirement through investment and real estate, and planning on retiring and being able to manage it on having a small enough mortgages, small enough car payments, that when I do retire, I can manage it with a regular everyday job.
Welcome back to the 9 to 5. Sexy Jade Fleming, an escort. We appreciate your time tonight and great input. And I wish I had more time, because I have more questions, but I appreciate everything you shared with us tonight.
Thank you for choosing me.
You're welcome. Sexy Jade Fleming. You can Google her if you'd like.